feedback on the phone the other day. She said there was a question last week and the week before, but the one she remembered was the zombie versus Huns or whatever at Genghis Khan. She went, fucking hell, did that go on? She went, I was bored. She went, I put it on and I fell asleep listening to it. Went back through to figure out where I'd got to, realised where I'd got to, and remembered why I fell asleep. I was like, yeah, to be fair, I felt a bit like that. Nothing like at least we're getting honest feedback.
Right. Can that be like, if it ever goes big and you have to have posters made up with like,
quotes.
The Daily Mail, it's amazing, the best thing ever, and it's just Mum's quote instead.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that was too long.
Mum's quote, that went on a bit long.
I fell asleep because it was boring. I woke up, listened again, and realised why I fell asleep.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Welcome back to Would John Rather. It's been 2 weeks, and unfortunately, it's no longer Would John Rather. Unfortunately, it's Would Not John Rather, as you can probably guess, because it's been about 4 weeks. My brother's back.
Way!
And John's asking the questions, so it's literally the opposite of what we've titled this. So if this is your first episode, we apologise. There's nothing more we can do.
Literally nothing.
If it had been like this from the start, it would have been so much easier to find.
There would have been less parentheses, that's brackets for all of those of you that don't know English language. Brackets are obviously the first thing that happened in BODMAS, which is how you figure out a mathematical equation, which is why we thought putting them in the title would mean we showed up more, but we significantly didn't do our research on how things work according to Google and Spotify and iTunes and things, I guess. That was definitely my thought process. It wasn't just a bad concept from the beginning.
I think if you called it Would Not John Rather, that's not very catchy either. So, you know, it was doomed from the start, really.
Yeah, but
there are no other names that it could have been.
Realistically, would you pronounce our podcast Would John Rather, or would you call it Would Joe parentheses H parentheses N question mark rather? You probably wouldn't say the question mark.
I'd recognise it for what it was.
If you found our podcast and not through us knowing you personally, could you please leave an iTunes review and tell us how you found it? That'd be really helpful.
It sounds like we're waiting for them to answer us.
I was.
And thanks for that, guys. We'll be back next week.
See ya.
He's been John, and we've not been. No, should we dive right in?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Okay. Would you rather carrot stick or name badge?
Name badge. Name badge.
I got that one first.
I mean, I don't think you did.
You went, nah, and I said name badge before you finished your nah.
You said name badge before I finished nah.
You went, nah, name badge.
Name badge. Fine, I'll have a carrot stick. Because it's that time of year, unfortunately. What do I get with a carrot stick? Rudolph. What does Rudolph bring? Santa. What does Santa bring? Disappointment. I mean, presents. Funny story, I got home from work today and my beautiful fiance phoned me and we had a chat and she went, have I had a parcel delivered? I said, no, I've had two. And she went, oh, I was meant to have something delivered by Yodel. And one of my parcels got dropped round by the next door neighbour as I'd got home. And I went, I did see a slip sitting outside the front door, but I just assumed that she dropped it. So give me a sec, I'll go double check. So I went to double check, it was a Yodel. Had a look, so nothing on it. Flipped over the other side. It said, and I quote, thrown over the back fence in error. So she went, it better not have been. I've gone, okay, well, I'll go check the back door. I've got a record in a minute, but I'll check this first in case it rains. I've got out of the back and I've gone, oh, thank you very much. She's bought me a blender, a new blender for Christmas. But not only was it not in any sort of box, it was just the blender box, like as if you'd walked into Tesco's or something. It wasn't wrapped up, and they've just thrown it over the back fence. So when we finished recording...
In error, yeah.
So when we finished recording, I've got to go and unbox my Christmas present to check it's not broken, seeing as the last two blenders I've had broke in the space of a week. So I just...
Well, I suppose this one, if it works, is kind of already past the test of durability.
Yeah.
So you're going to use it to make carrot sticks? Is that why this is a relevant story?
No, because it's a Christmas present.
Oh, okay.
It's a Christmas present, hence we give carrots to Rudolph.
This is like the thing you used to do where you used to take in so many steps everything back to the music teacher.
Oh, that story. John, did you ever play Mr. Goodman, our music teacher in St. Peter's?
Mm-hmm.
In our class, we had a game called Back to the Keyboards, because whatever Mr. Goodman talked about, he would somehow make it relevant to keyboards. And I remember without fail, our friend Martin, we'd been playing this game for weeks, and he went, sewers full of shit, Mr. Goodman full of shit, back to the keyboards. That was a joke that was made by my friend in year seven, which I've never forgotten. But anyway, yeah, carrot sticks, they're good for all holidays. We give them out at Christmas for Rudolph. We give them out at Easter for the Easter Bunny. We give them out at Halloween for fat kids. Like,
the three major holidays of the Christian calendar.
I mean, are they all Christian? I think the only one that's arguably Christian is Easter. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the other two are pagan.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Halloween All Hallows Eve, which is the day before All Saints Day?
I don't know, to be perfectly frank.
Have we seen 90s music?
Never have I ever, ever had Halloween. Yesterday was Halloween and today's the 1st of November. That All Saints. I might have got
that one.
Yeah.
That one.
Well, as we know, we get a review off my mother on Facebook. She was upset because she's got no other feedback, no other place to give feedback other than commenting on my Facebook wall. So I've told her to create a fan page and she said she didn't know how to do that. So if anyone could create a Would John Rather fan page for us, that would be really helpful to my mother. But also, she loves witches and shit, so she'll correct us on that fan page if it's created very quickly as to whether those three are pagan holidays or not.
They're definitely pagan holidays. I'm not sure about Easter.
I don't think Easter is. Easter's all about a giant rabbit
giving birth to chickens.
Giving birth to chickens.
No, he's not giving birth to chickens. He just stole a load of chickens and then just handed them out.
are you assuming his gender? Because if he's giving birth to chickens, surely he's female.
He's not. He has the chickens in a basket and then he goes around and hands them out.
Oh, I'd kill for chicken in a basket right now.
Okay, so what do you like about name badges? Because that's what you were both fighting over.
It's helpful when other people have a name badge. So if you want to get their attention, you can just call it. But personally, having a name badge that's not your own is even better.
So when people shout your name, you don't respond.
Yes. Or you can do the thing of where you just make up an alias and be someone completely different, have a whole new backstory, a new life, and just be someone different for a day or an hour or however long you want.
I've always thought a good tattoo would be like a blurb of your life on your back, and that would be your backstory.
I tried to start a new life when I went to university, and I was planning on telling everyone my name was Frank. And it was Frank the Pirate. Unfortunately, it was ruined within minutes because my mum dropped me off at university and then she'd bought me some like food and stuff to get me through the first few days, and she proceeded to take a black marker pen out and write John on every single item in the cupboard. So I was that guy. Everyone came in and like went in the cupboard checking out which cupboards were free. We had a shared kitchen in halls, and they went in there and went, oh, who's this knob?
And you were there just going, oh, well, Frank doesn't know who John is. He must be a right cunt. Didn't you introduce yourself to your fiancé as Frank? Your wife, even?
Yes, I did.
I mean, she was your fiancé at one point. Now she's your ex-girlfriend.
I did.
Your current wife.
Yeah, my first wife.
Unfortunately, your mum did go over to her and write John's...
John on her.
On her forehead. Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, I didn't think it would work, but that tattoo works. It does. It really brings out her eyes.
Yeah.
Did you know with name badges, there's a science behind it. So you're supposed to wear it on your left chest. Is it your left or your right? One of them. Because when you shake hands, most people shake hands with their right hand, and your eyes are naturally brought to that part of the body. I'm sure it's left side, like left lapel or whatever it's called, on the left side of your chest anyway. Because when you shake hands with your right hand, your eyes are drawn to the name badge. But
that's the same with company logos on tops. That's why they're always the same side.
Yeah. But a lot of places now won't have name badges because it's dangerous for the staff, especially in like service industries and customer service industries, because you get some, and unfortunately we can be sexist in this, normally it's a bloke, comes in, sees a pretty little thing with a name badge, and instantly they can just type into Facebook, oh, it was Beatrice and she works at H&M, and all of a sudden he's got the Facebook profile where he can just creep and send messages and stuff. So a lot of places are getting away from name badges. You still have to introduce yourself by name and say, oh, my name's John, I'll be looking after you this evening, but it's, you have to have that conversation with the person rather than just being able to see from a distance. It's safeguarding.
This sounds like you've been on a course and not for the right reasons.
It does, but I haven't. I just happen to know a lot about it. So explain to me again why name badges are good.
For all of the reasons above. Because I can make fake Facebook profiles.
And wear fake name badges and catfish people?
Yep.
Okay. That explains all of the online girlfriends that I've had.
I'd like to clarify, I wasn't one of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's disturbing in my brother. Let's move on. What else were like carrot sticks? Oh, the noise they make when you snap them.
Matt?
Yeah?
How many carrot sticks have you eaten in the last 10 years?
Four
whole ones?
About four bits of ones. Probably one in total.
Okay. Name badges win.
Well, no, because that's why I know what a good sound they make when they snap. Because what do you do when you don't like something? You snap it. That's what I've done with every Nickelback CD I've ever owned.
What about all your old girlfriends?
Yeah, snap them too.
What if you don't like your name badge?
You snap it.
Yeah, but then it bites back and stabs you.
No, because unless it's a magnetic name badge, at which point stabbing is not a thing, then everybody knows that within the pin name badges, the pin part falls off because they're just glued to the actual name badge. They're just glued to the name badge, and the name badge falls off. The pin is just stuck there, and then all of a sudden you're just wearing a pin. Just a safety pin. No name. Like, what's your name? It's a pin.
Then you just look like a fashionista.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Better than the weirdo just sitting in the corner snapping carrot sticks and not eating them.
Well, no, because I don't not eat them. Well, I do not eat them. I leave them to deities, to pagan deities. We've been over this. I make them into bite-sized chunks. That's like saying a piece of fried chicken is better than popcorn chicken. I like the convenience of just pop, 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 pop.
What?
Popping it in your mouth. Given a choice, everyone prefer to have a meal that's pre-cut up.
Everyone. Okay.
That's why miniature chocolate bars are called fun size. It's not because they're more fun, because they're not, because they're smaller, but it is because they're easier to eat. It's less manual labour. And if you're worried,
they're called fun size for advertising, so they can sell the thing that they used to make a normal size, give it a different name, and still charge you the same money for it.
No, that's not true, because when I started advertising my penis at uni as fun size, I started making a lot less money.
Okay.
But that was that. The fun size was also due to a snap.
Shall I decide the winner now?
I mean, you're meant to be in charge.
That's rarely the case. I think name badges win.
What? How?
Well,
that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
If carrot sticks were the best, then you wouldn't chop them up. You just have a whole carrot.
No, but that's why sticks are the best.
Why would you chop them up? You obviously don't really like carrots, because if you're an adult, you can have whatever you want, whenever you want, and you don't have to cut them up.
That's ridiculous. I snap the carrot sticks in half, because what do you do when you snap a carrot stick in half? You've got two carrot sticks.
They're smaller now.
Yeah, but there's still more.
No, there isn't.
You've taken the one thing you said was good about them away from it. Now they've snapped in half, and now for you, they're pointless because you don't eat them.
When you have a steak, do you tell people that you had lots of little steaks?
It depends how many steaks I had.
If you had one steak, would you tell people you had lots of little steaks because you've chopped it up? Actually, to be fair, I've seen you eat. You probably just pick it up with your hands and eat it like a toasty.
That is the best way to eat steak. I've always said that.
You have. You've always said that. The people in posh restaurants are asking for a steak knife and you're going, fucking amateurs. I'll need four more napkins, please.
And I want them all to be folded up like swans.
Exactly. Because you can't eat
Wait,
swans.
Let me see your name badge. Glenn.
Glenn. Very specific.
I mean, that is the idea of a name badge.
My suggestion of the week is that every household should have enough internet connectivity devices for every person that lives there, because to be frank, and I know that's your name normally, but it's upsetting that only either Nathan or John can be on the podcast at any one time since they've started their newfound relationship with each other.
That is a good one.
And
it's not that, to be fair. It's, you know, when couples share like a Facebook account.
You've only got one Skype between the two.
You've only got one Skype.
It doesn't let you log on more than one device.
That's the problem.
Right, okay. Plus, you've got to like take it in turns to make dinner because you're a 21st century household.
Yep. Equality.
Equality. I mean, to be fair, it was hit and go, hit or miss, miss and go.
It was. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
It was jet and wash for a bit, but we did get mother's blessing. She did say she'd prefer it was the current John, but he's quite happy in his marriage. So, and now it sounds like when John listens back to this, we're implying that he's not happy in his. But I mean, let's be frank. We'd all rather be married to Nathan.
Let's all be frank.
And if, you can do that, but I'm going to go around putting John name badges on everyone.
And if anyone's offended by the fact that I said that, bear in mind that I said everyone would prefer to be married to Nathan, and he's my brother. So it hurt me more to say it than it did you to listen to it. So should we have a question too and get me away from this awkwardness?
Okay, if we must. Okay, would you rather buy me a present on your birthday or take me out for dinner on your mum's birthday?
Buy you a present on my birthday.
Don't you do that anyway with someone?
I did it with our friend Dwar for a long time. I haven't done it for a few years now because I think...
Did it end with the pig's feet?
No. The first one was we just went to Sainsbury's and I said I'd get the shopping because we'd all bought sweets when we were in sixth form. And he said no. And I said, well, yeah, because I've just got paid from work. I've just got a load of birthday money. So I've got plenty of cash to splash around. And he was like, well, if you insist, because I like sharing. The second year, we were in sixth form. And I bought him a large tray of gold chocolate coins. And as he unwrapped them and took the lid off, I slapped them out of his hand. The gold coins rolled everywhere. And it was like a scene from Seven Planets or, you know, a David Attenborough movie. And you just saw a room of, like, antelope. But instead, they were 17-year-old boys. And their heads just went, huh? And they all dived on the floor, which culminated in a weird Crystal Maze, Start the Fans, Please group of adolescent men all fighting over these chocolate coins, which, to be fair, is still the best thing that's ever happened in my life, quite frankly.
Even more than that snowball fight.
Even more than that snowball fight. I mean, they're up there. They're quite close. But that was the best thing that happened in my youth. This is the best thing that's happened in my adulthood. because it was on my 18th birthday. And then I think a year after that, I bought him a bow and arrow, toy bow and arrow. And then 1 year I did buy him or re-gift him anyway. I think I had a Nickelback CD and I did snap it in half, then wrap it up and then give it to him. And he seemed highly offended that I snapped a CD in half, even though he's not the biggest fan of Nickelback. But I can't remember the last thing I got him. It was definitely a few years ago. We don't talk as often as I'd like. And if he listens to this, maybe reply to your text better. But yeah, I've not done it for a while, but that's definitely a good enough reason to be starting with as to why I'd rather do it.
Okay, you've talked a lot about how you're going to buy other people presents on your birthday, but you haven't talked about what you're going to buy me on your birthday.
Something ironically beautiful, or beautifully ironic. Something that you didn't know that you wanted, but as soon as you got it, you realised you needed it.
Those are the best presents.
Yeah.
Such as?
Such as?
I don't know, because I don't know that I need it. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
this is like going, yeah, I'll just make you win the lottery. That's what you need. But
well, you're not talking about. For example, as an example, so one of my friends recently posted on Facebook. It was a gadget. Now I'm quite sure it's come in the post downstairs. I've not unwrapped it yet, so I'll inform you later. But my understanding was it's basically a drone. That is a bit like a Roomba. Not that it hoovers, but it just flies around the room, but it's got sensors on it, so it won't ever hit anything. Now
I got some of them for the kids.
Yeah, so he'd advertised it. I think I might have sent you the link and just told you about it. I can't remember. But he'd seen it, got one as a test, and gone, these are amazing. So we bought three more for various gifts. He said, but he'd found somewhere that was selling for a tenner rather than like 50 quid or whatever. So I bought one because I thought, the cats are going to fucking love this. And at the end of the day, for a tenner, I'm curious to see what it is. I still don't really know what it does. It does what I think it does. I didn't know I needed it until I got it, or until I saw it. And if it does exactly what I think it does, I'm going to buy hundreds of them and just let them loose in the front room before I go to work one day and wait for Lauren to come home from work.
I was going to say, what you want to do is set them up just before she wakes up. All in the bedroom. She would just sit up and it would just be like an alien invasion of these little tiny drones just everywhere.
It'll be like a cyber version of when we went to the Batcave and she was horrified because that's a lot of things flying around that will never actually touch her. But
I wonder how many you'd have to get before it wouldn't work anymore and they'd start bumping into each other.
I don't know.
Well, surely they would all just keep equidistance from each other and just stay fixed in position.
That'd be more horrifying. But if that's how they work, then because they come in different colours, I'd buy a load and I'd make them spell something out.
Okay. So, Nathan, where are you going to take me out for dinner on your mum's birthday?
Do you know what's an interesting fact? Just because Nathan might not know this, and the listeners definitely won't know this, unless they're really creepy. Guess when our mum's birthday is.
Is it my birthday?
Yeah, the summer solstice.
Yeah.
So, me, you and mother are going for a meal.
Now, the question was instead of.
It wasn't instead of.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
I intended it to be instead of.
Okay, so.
You never specified instead of, you just said it was on my mum's birthday.
He's changed the rule now.
So is it instead of?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. Getting to visit mother is quite difficult anyway, so I can always arrange to do that at a different time. Birthday meals are very rarely actually on your birthday anyway. So
mine will be.
Mine's definitely yours not on his be. Birthday.
Yours will be. Are we doing this every year?
Yeah, every year.
Every year. So
until one of you dies.
Because your mum's killed me.
She's already changed her mind about which John she wants me to marry.
This one keeps you away from me on my birthday.
I would probably say the first year we'll go for a nice steak. And I won't make you use cutlery. And then I think in subsequent years, we can just vary it up. Different cuisines, different, even go different countries. Why not?
Vol?
How would you serve your vol?
Oh, I just heard a noise. I didn't realise someone said vol. That's why I went quiet. It was like, yeah.
It's just okay. John's favourite meal is vol.
Vol's the small rodent, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you cook it?
Like they cook the rats in Shrek, just on a spit over a fire.
Good choice, good choice.
I imagine voles are quite similar to white bait, just a bit more crunchy.
What if the question had been different and it was we were all going out for dinner and it
I mean,
was
that,
both?
That's unfair because you haven't changed
no, I,
it, so I,
just
I have
wanna
to...
Hit, no.
So I have to buy everyone that's not got the same birthday as me a present. That can get very expensive.
Well, no, that's fair. I want to see you argue that prospect as well. If it was we all go to dinner together, yeah, it's meals out are normally the more people it is, there's more variety. So if it is the same set of people every year... and let's be honest, me, you and my mum, we're not going to meet up that much as
a
three.
Let's be honest, in my head, so I wouldn't get invited because I'd be at work, because it's going to...
You'd bring those bloody drones everywhere.
But I'm going to be busy because of what I do for a living. Brother, you're going to bring the other John because you're betrothed. So it's going to be you, mum, and both of the Johns.
So what's going to happen is... Me, Mum, and John are going to come to your restaurant for you to serve us, so you can get John a present.
That's no, because I'd buy John a present on my birthday, and then I'd be like 5 months late, 4 months late, 4 months late.
Yeah, but you live so far away; it will probably be about the same sort of time as it gets to him. So
no, because I'd plan ahead. Duh. If I had to buy everybody a gift on my birthday, then I'd do what I normally do. Whether it's someone's birthday or not, and get them nothing. Because you know what a gift is? It's a fucking obligation that you then need to buy something for them. I do gifts as and when I see things. I might go out shopping and I'll go, so-and-so would like that, and I buy it for him. Just because. Not because...
Just because you want to oblige me to buy you something.
No, because it's...
Something to eat.
No, because when's the last time you bought me a gift?
I bought you some books on your birthday once.
You did, and I will read them one day.
I especially sought them out.
I know,
I
researched, and I feel...
I researched the genres that you liked and found some that I didn't think you would have read yet.
And you got them signed by the author as well.
Yeah.
And you did your research so well, he still hasn't read them.
It's in the pile, okay? I'm currently reading the book that you suggested for me, that Life Got in the Way. And, to be fair, if now I'm going to sound...
As long as you still have them.
Yeah, no, of course I do. To be fair, now I'm going to sound like a massive dick, but I...
You've never heard of those books before. Why
no,
does
no,
you
no,
want
no.
To...
I paid for a big group of us to go... I paid for a hotel. I paid for us to go to a gig. So... I felt, because I don't expect gifts, so I felt like a lot of the gifts I got were kind of out of guilt of, oh, Matt's paid for everything. So then I felt really guilty that I'd guilted people into buying me gifts. So I'm feeling like double, triple guilt, in fact, the fact that I've not read them, that I received them, and that I guilted you into buying them for me. And
you didn't guilt me into buying them.
Do you know what's also funny? I don't know if you remember the exact time, but it was also that night that I accused you of having Asperger's. So,
ever since we started watching Atypical on your suggestion, my wife tells me that I have Asperger's on a daily basis.
I am. Do you know when those things happen in your life where you feel guilty about it forever and you're worried that no one else ever remembers it? At least I know that the guilt I've held since saying that to you is just... Like, you do remember it, and it does affect your life. So at least I know that. So it's not guilt to the power of four. It's still only guilt to the power of three. So, but you know those thoughts where you're like, oh shit, I said to so and so something about their hair in 2006, and I'm still worried that they took me the wrong way. But now it's been too long for me to correct it, and if I bring it up, it might just resurface what they might have thought then. Like,
but they might have just forgotten.
They might have just forgotten, so I can't bring it up. So I'm just gonna live with this guilt forever. That guilt that you wake up at four in the morning thinking about. At least I know that this guilt is just. And to be fair, you probably buried it until we brought it up like 6 months ago in this podcast. But now it's just an open thing.
It's a festering wound.
A festering wound. Like I said, it's called a spectrum because everyone's on it. So it's not your fault that you're on it more than other people. I think it every time I talk to someone and don't look them in the eye. And I know it's partly to do with the fact of your eyes go when you're trying to remember certain things and all stuff like there's science behind it. But every time I'm talking to someone, I'm not looking them in the eye and I'm looking past their shoulder. I think, oh, I'm on the spectrum.
I hate it when people stare at you in the eyes, but they're just that bit too close.
That means they want to kiss you.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's the intense stare of when they're doing the nodding and everything else. But yeah, at work, just clients just stare at you really intently in the eyes, and
because it's a thing that people think they should do. As far as I'm concerned, people are stood too close if you can feel their breath, and yeah, if they're if they're unattractive,
awkward.
You're an electrician, right?
Yeah.
I always feel obliged to offer to make you tea.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, we had the stock taker in at work today. And he'd been there for an hour and no one had offered him a cup of coffee. And if there's one thing I know, it's people that are doing their job but also doing you a favour, you look after. I always look after my draymen. I always look after my stock takers. And I always look after workies that come to my house or to my building, because if you look after them, then they're more likely to do a proper job, because anybody who's happy in their workplace is going to do a better job.
I don't even like tea.
Coffee? Bacon sandwich? No.
I don't like coffee either.
Or a bacon sandwich.
Even just a glass of water. Say, I used to work doing people's houses for 5 years, and my office was my van. So I leave my house in the morning, and I'm stuck in my van going to... Some days it would be two different houses in the day. Some days I could go to 20 houses in the same day. And you might only be there for 5 minutes, but you've not had a chance to stop. You've not had a chance to go in a shop and get a drink. So when you go in and someone just goes, would you like a drink? You just, cup of water, brilliant. It's not so hard, is it?
But the thing is to understand, Nathan, is that with John with his Asperger's, is even if he was a Sparks and he got offered a drink, he'd politely say no because of the social implication. What was the question? Ah, yes, buying everyone something on my birthday versus taking you out on our mother's birthday.
Yes, so you can't, because of the social implications and the guilt that would come with you buying someone else a gift, and then when it's their birthday they have to buy you a gift in return. It's just unfair. And all we're doing is we're going for a nice meal. Who doesn't like food?
Okay.
I mean, my final argument would be you can eat whenever you want, and you're not exactly poor, so you can take yourself out for a meal whenever you want. But how often do you get a gift from someone who knows you really well and you don't know what it's going to be? Could be anything. Could be a speedboat. In the centre of London. But still.
but the mystery prize, it could be anything. Even a boat.
A boat's a boat, but the bar could be anything. Oh, that's how low our humans got. We're quoting Family Guy.
Oh, good for us. Okay, I'm gonna go for the present.
Yeah.
You greedy fuck.
Yep. I mean, it's probably for the best, because a present could be anything, even just a box.
And you don't like my mother's company.
Well, that was only one scenario. The other scenario was nobody gets our mother's company. And I'll speak on behalf of John. He was probably more worried that mother would be lonely on her birthday because he'd stolen you away.
Yeah. And also, I've got expensive food taste, so then you'd have no money left to buy your mother a gift.
John gets foie gras and caviar and a fillet steak, and mother gets chippy, but by chippy I mean just the chips. You couldn't even afford. What is with my pronunciation tonight? I need elocution lessons. You couldn't afford the salt and vinegar. That would have been funnier if I'd said it without stumbling over my words.
Yes, perhaps.
Probably.
And the fact that salt and vinegar is normally free.
Not in London.
What have you got against London? Why do you think our chippies are ripping you off?
Do you know about northern chippies? There's no such thing as a chippy. Do you know what they call it up here? Everywhere.
Chinese shop.
A Chinese chippy. Yeah. All chip shops also sell Chinese food.
And all bakers also sell Indian goods.
No. Now you're just being racist. No,
that is London.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh. What do you mean by Indian goods? Like Indian food? Indian cuisine?
No, like tables with lamps.
Like
spoke carvings.
Naan bread and Indian desserts. And
I know zero Indian desserts.
I once had a business idea that I was going to sell Indian desserts and make a mass market.
Okay.
What are Indian desserts? Can you enlighten me? Because I'm curious.
Good use of enlighten when enlighten is come from the Buddhist faith, which they do quite often practice in India. So I like that.
They're hard to describe.
You're not thinking of like baklava, because that's Middle Eastern.
It's not Middle Eastern, it's Eastern European.
Baklava's from Syria.
Are you sure?
I mean, I will be in a second when I Google it.
So anyway, Indian desserts are like, some of them are, I don't even know how to explain them. You either have had them or you haven't, and it seems that you haven't.
It is a characteristic of the cuisines of the Levant and broader Middle East, along with Greece and the southern Caucasus, Balkans, Maghreb, and Central Asia. So apparently it's Middle East, notably Levant, South Caucasus, Southeast Europe, Maghreb, and Central Asia. I don't know where some of those places are. I want to know where Caucasus is. Border of Eastern Europe and Western Asia. Oh, okay. So yeah, so Middle East.
But what was the other bit you said? Border of Eastern Europe?
But it said border of Eastern Europe and Western Asia, so that would be the Middle East, would it not?
I'm not sure if that tallies.
I mean, what does it matter? We're all friends here. So anyway, question three.
Question number three. Would you rather join a street gang or a knitting circle?
A Ooh. Knitting circle.
Oh, I guess I'm joining a street gang. Can I be like the street gang
I would love to see this.
A street gang in that film where they fire like tomatoes at each other and they click down the streets. I think they're two different films.
What's
the one about the kids where they fire like tomatoes and stuff at each other?
I think you're thinking of Dennis the Menace.
No. It's like a gangster film, but it's all played by kids.
Or are you thinking of the old Hook movie?
No, I'm not thinking of it. It's an actual... Anyway, and what...
Do you want to be Rufio?
I would like to be Rufio, but that's not what I'm thinking about. It will come to me in a minute. And then there's also the one, which I also don't know a name for, but when they click down the streets, is it Wall Street Story or something like that, where they click at each other and dance instead of actually fighting?
Any of these options, I'm just picturing the hilarity of you being in the situation.
Well, because I can't dance or shoot.
You can't dance. You don't like vegetables. So having tomatoes thrown at you.
Tomatoes are fruit.
Do you like tomatoes?
I like tomato sauce.
They're not tomatoes.
They have tomatoes in them. I like pasta. Bugsy Malone! Is that what I'm thinking of?
Bugsy Malone's a rapper, isn't he?
No. It's a 1976 musical gangster comedy film. That's the one I'm thinking of, where they did like one with a load of kid actors and they were shooting each other. Ah, even better. I'd want to be in the gang that they have in The Great Muppet Caper.
In the what?
Anyway, The Great Muppet Caper is a Muppets film. Gangster movie where all the gangsters are played by children. Instead of real bullets, they use splurge guns. So Bugsy Malone is the first one I'm thinking of.
What was my option again?
You've got to join a knitting circle.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of benefits to being in a knitting circle. One, obviously, you get knitted goods, which can be anything you want. So
just to clarify,
this time of year, nice scarf, nice jumper. You could deliberately, for the people you like but not that much, make them awful knitted goods because there's the sentimental value and the effort put in, but also it's shit.
Like the Weasleys.
Yes. Then there's the time doing it. I've done knitting before. It is actually quite therapeutic. It's quite relaxing.
When have you done knitting before?
When I was in year four at school, where I knitted one of our younger siblings a teddy.
It was therapeutic when you were eight.
Yeah, it's still the same thing. It's something you can do while relaxing. Otherwise, why would so many people do it? It occupies your time. It gives you something to do, but without being too strenuous on body or mind. Is that not kind of the definition of relaxing?
I mean, true. I mean, the one thing I will say versus knitting that is gangster friendly is veganism.
What?
They're against the shaving of the sheep because they think it's cruel, even though it's beneficial to them. Or is that Peter? One of the two. They come hand in hand, really, don't they?
I think you have to be vegan to join Peter, but you don't necessarily have to be in Peter to be a vegan.
Okay. But one of them's against sheep shearing, which is where wool comes from.
Okay.
I don't think that affects any of us.
Well, you're saying about knitting, and you knit with wool. Wool comes from a sheep.
Okay. So gangs are sheep friendly, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, gangs are more inclusive.
Gangs are all vegan.
Not necessarily, but...
But likely.
I mean, I'm sure if you join a gang as...
Of a vegan gang.
If you join a gang as Stabby Sammy, they're not really going to care about your diet, as long as you're good at stabbing. And I guess that your name's Sammy.
They might, because if they stab you and your guts spill out, they don't want nasty food falling out. They want pleasant foods.
I don't think the contents is much of a worry when you stab someone.
Are you sure? It's what I think about when I stab people.
Yeah, but that's because you're a cannibal.
See, that's what I could do. I could knit you a gut catcher for when you go around stabbing people. Then you could examine the contents from within in a nice little knitted gut catcher. And then it can have an attachment that unties, wraps it round in like a little hobo stack. You put on a stick on over your shoulder, and you could just waltz down the road
with all your guts.
Nobody would have a clue.
But
who's going to stop the guy with guts in a knitted hobo stick rag contraption? What are they called?
A hobo pack.
Is it a hobo pack?
Yeah. So he had his pack on a stick over your shoulder. I know what you mean. But, John, here's an offer you can't refuse. I could suggest to you a stab catcher. No, wait. What did you say, brother?
A gut catcher.
Gut catcher. Yeah. After you stab someone, I'll stab you a gutter that's going to gut people open, and then they'll provide for you a stab catcher that's going to make sure that the person that's been doing the stabbing and gutting for you doesn't get caught. So part of my gang, not only do you have to catch it and then walk down the street carrying it everywhere, we've got a clean-up crew. Like, just let me know. Sorted. I often think about this, to be fair. I think I'd be part of, in like America where they have the gangs, like the Crips and the Bloods. And all, I'd definitely be a Latino because gold and purple, they're such amazing colours together. So
you realise what you've done now, don't you?
I've created a whole new fan base.
That, and you've exiled some of the other gangs from ever listening to this podcast.
No, I respect them. I think they do amazing work. Now I've exiled fan bases.
We're never going to have the Popo listening to us.
Unless they need inside information for all the stabbing and gut catching. And to be fair, organised crime and gangs. I mean, are we talking about what gangs? Are we talking about like the organised gangs? Are we talking about gangs of hoodlums and hoodies? Are we talking about the old Italian, like Godfather gangs? Gangs of bikers and skaters, they can be gangs.
No, you said you wanted to be part of a dancing gang that shoots tomatoes at people.
No, I was talking about...
I don't know
I was
how
talking about the different films. Bugsy Malone is a kids' gangster film. West Side Story is a film where it's a musical and it's about gangsters and they walk down the street clicking at each other.
There's a new film on Netflix called The Irishman that I want to watch, but every time I go to watch it, I realise it's 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not now.
Yeah, I've done the same thing in the last week.
I've heard reviews that it's really boring.
That means it's probably good, because...
Yeah.
It means it's got a lot of detail for his Spectrum mind to focus on.
Right, knitting circle wins.
That's really petty, John.
You could say I'm nitpicking.
Oh, okay. No, I'll accept that defeat.
No pulling the wool over your eyes.
This is why we brought you on, Nathan.
Good job.
So that kind of content.
The good content. Well, hopefully they figure out how to create a second Skype account next week. But if not, we've not been John, and John has been. Yeah, I've got that the right way around. It's fine. Can't believe he'd abandoned our mother.